Across the world to events in your community. Hear about it all on WKOK Sunrise on News Radio 1070 WKOK and WKOK.com.
Thank you so much for joining us on WKOK Sunrise. Mark Lawrence here at the anchor desk. Thank you so much to Rob Center, our fabulous producer, taking really great care of us. And we thank our guest, John Meckley, for being very patient here. I've already used up half my time while he was on hold. So, John, we thank you for calling in. Good morning.
Hey, good morning, Mark. How are you?
I'm doing great. John Meckley's a Milton resident, is an attorney, happens to be a community leader around here. He's on a couple of boards. He's a volunteer and really just a good citizen in the region. He is a registered Republican, although I mentioned a few moments ago, he's kind of doing what many people are doing, and that's keeping the Republican Party, the organized party, at arm's length lately. And we did talk to him on our On the Mark program last year about the fact that he wouldn't be supporting Donald Trump in the November election. Well, let's start out with your reaction to this violent pro-Trump insurrection that happened at the U.S. Capitol last week. You've already known that Trump wasn't ideal for the GOP that you envision. What was your reaction when you saw that happen?
Oh, Mark, you know, I think I kind of watched it in real time like so many of us, and at first sat there in disbelief and horror watching it unfold, and just heartbroken for our country that happened, and you know, like many of us, a growing sense of anger over it, that you know, the President of the United States would incite a group of terrorists basically to storm the Capitol and do the damage that they did, not just to the building, but in taking lives and defacing the symbol of our democracy. It's shameful, inexcusable, and I don't think we can condemn it in strong enough language.
Well, some people say that insurrection was the logical conclusion of a ramp up in rhetoric that had been ongoing at that time. Did you kind of have that reaction also?
Oh, it certainly is a logical conclusion. I mean, I've spoken with you before, and I think many other people finally see that words do matter. What we say does matter, and particularly what leaders say matters. And those words have repercussions. I'm a firm believer in the First Amendment and free speech. What you do on this show to support free speech is to be commended, what our local newspapers do. But with the right to free speech comes some responsibility, and as leaders, we need to use our words very carefully. And the president, I believe, did use his words carefully to achieve a result he wanted, and that result was an attempted, if not disruption, or the complete overthrow of a congressional process and our government.
When do you go from being someone who's trying to make sure that no anomalies or potential crimes or anything else impacted the election, looking like you're really questioning things that were bona fide issues, to just looking like a sore loser? Where is that line?
Well, the line is called the rule of law. And it's something that we as Republicans, we as Americans, believe in and should believe in very firmly. And the rule of law has procedures in place about how elections are to be conducted. They have procedures in place for the ability for aggrieved parties who believe there were issues to raise those challenges. Some states have recounts, some states have audits. All states and the federal government has an ability for aggrieved parties to seek redress in courts of law. All of that happens repeatedly, over and over again, including in this state, and in each instance, there was no widespread fraud. There were some irregularities that people complained about, but our political system here in Pennsylvania made particular decisions with this election. The courts in Pennsylvania upheld those decisions, and the rule of law holds. We can't be sore losers. We got to move on, and the election, and particularly in Pennsylvania, was sound.
Well, if you take the statements from Congressman Muser and Congressman Keller to heart, then you know that they felt that those changes that, even though, as you stated, were traveled through the courts and ended with the state Supreme Court and were deemed to be satisfactory changes to election laws in Pennsylvania, they felt and took all the way to the certification of electors this idea that those changes were egregious, and even though upheld, upheld by the state Supreme Court. They said they still sort of ruined that election when it came to picking the electors. But you're a lawyer.
Yeah, go ahead. And shame on them for doing that. Shame on them for doing that, because that wasn't their intent. Their intent, and they bear responsibility for this, and partially for what happened last Wednesday. Their intent was to curry favor with the base of the party that is loyal to the president, plain and simple. They both know, Fred Keller knows, Dan Muser knows, that the right redress was to go to the courts, and that happened. They know that this process was not an opportunity for them to raise those kinds of objections. It wasn't the right forum. And their logic here is completely off base. It's inconsistent, and I think the voters here in the Valley are smarter than that. Their argument is there were some problems with the election in Pennsylvania that were so bad that we can't recognize the results. Well, if that's true, they shouldn't have taken their seats in Congress. They voted to certify their own results in Congress, but yet they couldn't bring themselves to certify the electors. It's completely inconsistent. It's completely illogical. You can't have it both ways.
Okay, that's last week. Let's look to next week. You have great hope for the Republican Party. Tell us about that.
No, I do. I do. As a Republican, I believe in a core set of principles and values, and we've gone away from that. People like Fred Keller and others have pledged blind fealty to a president, to a person, and I think that's wrong. I think we need to reestablish ourselves as a party of principles and values. We're a party of ideas. We just need to return to being a party of ideas and not as blind followers of a particular person. Republican ideas are strong. When they compete, they win. We did very well in other races throughout the state, and it's because of the strength of those ideas. We have states like Georgia where Republicans did well, but in the last election, when the president ramped up the rhetoric and inserted himself, they lost. And I think it's because people are finally seeing how dangerous it is to have a party that pledges loyalty to a person instead of a set of ideas. Our democracy is stronger when there are two strong parties that are competing in the marketplace of ideas, and we let the strength of those ideas carry the day. So I have great hopes that we can get back there. To do it, we are going to have to look inwardly as a party. We're going to have to come to terms with the fact that we need to reject Donald Trump. I support the views of people like Pat Toomey, Senator Murkowski, that, he needs to step down now. He needs to remove himself from the party now, and we can't look backwards. I'm afraid there's many in the party who don't feel that way. There's many that, want to keep going as we're going. But I think the time has come for us, and we need to do it at the local level to stand up and say who we are. We are not the party of Donald Trump. We cannot be that any longer. We need to return to our core values and be the party of ideas. Smaller government, opportunity for everybody, and a fiscal responsible government.
And so what would be ideal in the future? A party called the Republican Party that has the same ideals that you just described, but different leaders near the top, Don Jr.'s in the background saying, he is going to be one of the party's leaders in the future, Ted Cruz and so on.
We need to start on the local level in identifying who we are. The Republican Party needs to, reinvent itself in a way, and we need to do so by stop pandering to a base of people that don't necessarily share our values. Donald Trump came in and he brought with him a tremendous amount of voters. The problem is many of those voters don't share core Republican values. They share values that are in many ways distasteful to Republicans. But some of the Republican leaders in Congress, including some of our own congressmen here locally, choose to pander to that base instead of remain true to Republican ideals. And that's the problem. So we can start locally and make some significant changes locally, and not only who we elect, but in also how we behave. I think more globally and as a community, we have some healing to do. And we do that irrespective of parties. I know we're here talking about politics and we're talking about Republicans and Democrats, but I love this valley. I grew up here. It's home. And I think we really need to step back and see each other as people again. We look at each other as labels all the time, and we become isolated in these tribes, if you will. And you know, rather than dig in and defend that tribe at all costs, we need to re-engage with our neighbors. We need to re-engage with members of our community and realize we're all in this together, and see each other as people again, listen to each other, and find a path forward. And most important, together find the truth, because that's really what's happened here. We've lost our way toward the truth. We've allowed ourselves to be spun up in conspiracy theories and misleading statements by people. All to serve different ends and means, but you know, people of the valley, people of our country are smarter than that. They can see the truth where the truth lies, and we just have to be brave enough to see it together, to find it together, and we need leaders who are also brave enough and have the moral fortitude to speak the truth.
Thank you for accepting our invitation to call in this morning. Is there anything you'd like to add or elaborate on this morning?
No, just to reiterate, Mark, as you said, you know, I do have great hopes for where we can go. I think we have a lot of work to do, but the first step is to draw a line in the sand from last week. We have to condemn what happened. We have to hold accountable the people that are responsible, the President of the United States, his enablers, and Congress. And then we as a community need to look back on the values about who we are, see each other as friends and neighbors and people, and really listen to each other, and we'll find our way forward. I know we will.
All right. Well, thank you so much. Very much appreciated. Keep doing what you're doing. Thanks for speaking up when asked and being who you are. We appreciate that. Thank you, John.
Yeah, thank you, Mark. Have a good day.
Thank you. John Meckley, a Milton resident. He is an attorney and is a community leader around here. You'll find him on some nonprofit boards in the area and volunteering with various Republicans. Is a Republican, and we've talked to him about the tenuous relationship between John and the organized Republican Party on several occasions.